And my kidneys and my liver was just like, girl, what are you doing? Girl, what are you doing? Girl, what are you doing? Hello and welcome or welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are doing well. I know I'm late. I'm so sorry about that. But I have just been through the ringer. Today is actually Friday, May 1st. So first of all, special shout out to one of my besties in China. Happy birthday to you. You now must send your voice note. But that aside, happy birthday. Today is a public holiday called Workers' Day in South Africa. We had another public holiday on Monday, so it was a three-day week. Beginning of the month of April, we had another long weekend. Friday the 3rd to Monday the 6th, both Friday and Monday were public holidays. So this past April month has just flown by and been chaotic. My dog also decided to fight a bee and lost. And this happens at 6:30 in the evening when everything is closed. Her eye and like side of mouth was swollen. This happened on a Thursday evening, and then by Friday morning she was still not good. I called the vet and they were like, yeah, no, we can only see you at like 3:00 this afternoon. I'm like, I'll be there. Thank you. Took her, and this is like the morning 10-ish when I called them. They're like, yeah, the vet will only be in at like 3. I'm like, oh, good lord. Okay, that's fine. Took her in. She needed 2 antihistamine injections. And then the swelling went down and she was fine. So I have just been through that with a dog. That was, I think, 2 weeks ago. Then this past Monday, the public holiday, my mom's like arm had like this muscular pain. So I'm like, okay, we need to go to the physio. Tuesday, first thing, wake up, call the physio. Yeah, we're fully booked. We can see you next week. So now that is also happening this coming week. And I'm just like, Lord, you are testing me. Like, I'm really just at breaking point. I finished my course and I'm looking and applying for jobs. My sister, brilliant shout out to her. She suggested checking out Facebook. What are they called? Groups? Specifically for what I qualified in. And I'm just like, yes, genius idea. So I've just been trying everything for this month of April. And now that we're in May, I'm like, okay, cool. I'm fine. I'm happy things have worked out the way they've worked out. But I'm just so tired of the struggle. The struggle bus is one I want to get off of. So, yeah, hopefully things go better going forward. But enough of that. Okay, so I have been, aside from all this harrowing business, I have just been trying to get my life together. So my friend did ask me this. And obviously give them more detail. Not that you want important, just levels, you know? I have decided on trying to figure out a way to just get certain things in my life on lock. Okay, one of those things has been sleep. I have always had a terrible relationship with sleep. Let me just have a sip of my tea, because I've got tea because it's cold today. I have had a very difficult relationship with sleep in my life, not for any other reason than I just have so much thoughts rushing through my head at night. So if I'm reading, then I'm thinking about the book I just read. If I'm not reading, I'm journaling. And then I like journal for too long and then it becomes a spiral. And then I put the book away, but then I'm still thinking of the things, which kind of defeats the purpose of journaling. If I make lists before I go sleep, or I decide to make a to-do list for tomorrow, I'm like, oh, I forgot to add this. Oh, I still need to do that. Like, it's never ending. Or if I'm going to sleep mad or sad or any other emotion, like I just can't sleep and I just mull it over all the time, despite exhaustion. Like, that has always been a thing. So I definitely wanted to crack down on my sleep. And the one thing I am eternally grateful for, it's one of my best purchases, I bought a Fitbit Versa 2. It's very, very old. I think I bought it 2018, 2019, somewhere there. And it has served me well. It's still serving me well. It's one of the best purchases that I've made, like I said, because it tracks everything from sleeps to steps to just everything. And being able to see when my best sleeping time is, kind of, has been the best thing. Because sometimes I function best on 7 hours of sleep. Sometimes it's 9 hours of sleep. I match that with cycle syncing and I'm like, okay, cool. I've got things under control now in terms of sleep. So I know how much I need to sleep. It's getting everything around it set up. So I've also made changes to my room, my bed, my environment, my nightstand, the things in my room. The difference it makes to not have certain technology pieces nearby when you sleep, game changer. So yeah, that is a very serious thing that I focused on recently, my sleep. Another thing has been vitamins. I have been up and down with vitamins and I've really locked in maybe around February, March in terms of the vitamins I actually need to be taking and when is the best time to take them. A multivitamin for me doesn't do much, but it also kind of like spikes my energy levels. So I would remember trying to take them in the afternoon. Once I finished the bottle, I threw it away and I haven't repurchased since. Because aside from the energy boost, it didn't really do much. And that was actually just because it contained sugar. As a diabetic, not the best thing. So that is definitely something I was strict on. And then March hit and I didn't really take them that consistently. And in April, I decided to try and take all four, I think, of the vitamins I'm on. So collagen, insitol, omega-3, and magnesium. Magnesium works like a bomb for me, especially at night. I take it about an hour before I go to sleep. Works well. Collagen first thing in the morning, insitol second thing in the morning, and omegas I usually take after lunch. But I tried taking all four every single day for like 3 days, and my kidneys and my liver was just like, girl, what are you doing? So I was like, okay, we need to ease back into this. So from like 2 weeks ago till now, I'm trying to just take like one a day. And then last week I started taking like the magnesium and the insitol because that's the most important one. So I take those two morning and night. And then I'm going to start incorporating, I think, the omega-3 from next week onwards. And then eventually the collagen again. But it has been a learning curve, but I know I can feel the vitamins working, so it's not a waste of money. So yeah, that was the second thing. And the third and final thing that I'm really just trying to crack down on is walking more on my walking pad. I have been trying to do it more consistently. When I got it in December, it was fine. When I got it, beginning of December, with the Cyber Monday sale, I got it then. It worked well in December. January, fine. February, I started like not doing it consistently, and March was just completely out the window. April, I started picking it back up again slowly but surely, and then May, I want to consistently do it every single day. Even if it's not as long as it used to be, because I used to do at least an hour once a day in like one stretch, and then maybe like another 15, 20, maybe 30 minute stretch. And now I'm just back up to about 15 to 30 minutes. Once a day at least. So hopefully by the end of May I can do back, you know, get back to my 1 hour stretch at a time, and hopefully at least do that once a day, or at least 230 minutes to 45 minute sessions per day June going onwards, because it is getting colder, you don't want to move, you just want to stay where you are. So building that habit now will definitely get me through autumn and then winter, because the weather is miserable. So moving will make you warm, all those kinds of things. So yeah, those three have been my main focus. I've also done other things just for my sanity. So one is journaling at night. My sister once messaged me like late, and she's like, girl, why are you still up? And I literally sent like a picture of the cover of my journal. And I'm like, I'm journaling. I'm almost done. I'm going to go sleep now. She's like, oh, okay, cool. So yeah, journaling more consistently just for processing of emotions, realizations, mental clarity. It does help a lot. The second thing is funny because it's very similar. And it's my daily planner. I've been bullet journaling this year. And end of, well, March, April, I've been using my bullet journal a lot more. So that has definitely made a difference to just my focus, what I need to do, my, you know, get up and go mentality kind of a thing. So definitely going to focus on my bullet journal and actually utilizing it to its fullest potential in order to make the best decisions going forward. Because once you actually like, okay, I need to do these things, and then at the end of the day reflect, did I get them done? It opens up a whole new world of like, oh yeah, I scrolled for like 2 hours. I could have done something even for just half an hour and scrolled for an hour and a half. Or you know what? I'm going to limit my time on social media to when I'm walking. So I'm getting the exercise, but I'm also doing that. Like you finally see where your time is going once you realize this is what I wanted to do. This is what I didn't get done. And this is why I didn't get it done. It holds you accountable in a whole other way. So having some sort of planner is something I always love to have, even if you have to tweak it throughout the year. I know last year was one where I was like, oh, I got this diary. And by like Jan the 3rd, I was like, I hate this one. So it's a very personal thing to figure out which one you actually want. But once you lock in, you're golden. And that's why I love a Bujo. Because I've gone from doing weekly spreads where I'm just like, nope, May, I'm hitting the ground running. I need like daily spreads for May. So that's what I'm doing on top of the weekly spread just to get like an overview. And funny enough, I'm looking at the calendar. Friday is the only public holiday we have for the month. And we have like 4 solid weeks of like work weeks in the month. So it's beautiful. And I really just want to get things done. So we'll see. I'll maybe split like a weekend on a page, which is like 2-on-1. And then every other day will have like its own section. I don't know what it's going to look like yet, but I do know having a bit more space to play with really does help me, because some days are long list of to-dos and just a lot of small things that I don't want to miss or let fall through the cracks, like this episode, versus other times where I'm just like, just get this one thing done and then you're golden. So yeah. Journaling, my bullet journaling, and then for me, playing on my Nintendo Switch. I went through this period of being obsessed with my Switch, and then I just fell off the wagon somehow. I can't remember why. And then I didn't play on it for like a long ass time. So now I've actually made it a habit with my morning coffee to just play for a little while and then put it away and move on. And then by the end of the day, when I'm watching my series on Star Life, it comes on the normal TV on the OpenView HD channel Star Life, I watch a story called Soulmates. It comes on from 7 till 8, and I watch that show, and then while I'm watching the show, I'm like playing on my Switch. Yeah, I double screen, but it's okay because it's like not intense, because you can obviously just like pause the game, watch, then in the advert play the game again. It's not very hectic, not very high maintenance game. So yeah, Fallout Shelter on the Switch has been my go-to, and I bought myself 2 birthday games on special in Feb. I still have not played them. So that's why I was like, okay, cool, I'll get back into the Switch slowly but surely. And then my sister switched out one of the game cartridges for the Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy, meaning you get the OG 1, 2, and 3 of Crash Bandicoot, and Warped, which is the 3rd one, was one of my favorites. So I've actually been like randomly playing different levels whenever I can, and it's been really, really fun. So like, that's another 3 things I've done just for me, for the fun of it, for no other reason, to like do things that I've been wanting to get back into and just felt like I haven't been able to get back into them. So like, those are the stuff I absolutely love. Yeah, but to just kind of wrap this all up in a bow, because I can see it's getting a bit long, these are the things I want to go forth and do while being able to work, hence the whole Workers' Day theme. It's easy to lose yourself in a job. It's easy to lose yourself in a career. And finding ways to maintain your health, your wealth, your mental well-being, your very essence of who you are, is something I will always want and always want to do. So by implementing these things that are just quick and easy to get done, I've definitely made some headway. And I want to continue to do that despite getting a job going forward, despite whatever my work schedule will be, despite all of that. Because your health is your wealth. If you aren't taking care of you and you're burning out in a job or a career, that career is not worth it. The money you make at the end of the day is not worth it, because you'll never be able to buy back your health. Yes, you can get a personal trainer to get your fitness level back up, but the way your body suffered in that previous period will never be able to be undone. So for me, health is wealth, and I want to be so rich in health. I've already made all like the small steps. So yay me. I hope that there is something you've heard that you can implement in your life. And yeah, I have not chosen a song of the week, but I think one of my favorites is the song by it's one I actually use quite often, Nkalakata by Mandoza. I always use that one for Workers' Day, and I think I'm using it again this week. So that is song of the week. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope that you learn to keep being a bit being, and I will see you in the next one. Love you. Bye.